Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Think Do Matter, and today I'll be extending the discussion from the previous episode on embracing pain. So previously I'd introduced the concept of subtle and superficial pain. These are two realms of suffering. So superficial pain is the pain we're most conscious of. We can associate it to a particular thing or experience. So, you know, it could be physical pain, but it can also be emotional pain. Subtle pain really is explained by, you know, the term. It's subtle. You know, it's much more removed from what we can objectively measure. You know, it resides in our unconscious and we're usually unaware of it because it deals with, you know, certain perspectives and beliefs that makes us either comfortable or uncomfortable with certain situations. The key from the last episode is that we tend to acknowledge the power of resilience in terms of overcoming pain, but it's usually hyper focused on superficial pain, where I think we should funnel, you know, that attention and energy is into subtle pain, because that is ultimately what gives us more awareness of reality, because it's, you know, it's what's blocking our perception of reality, since it's so embedded with our perspective. So now this is where we can dig in a little bit, because There's no real hard line between subtle and superficial pain, right? These aren't particularly explicit and distinct things. They overlap, you know, massively, simply because these are just concepts that broadly describe your relationship with reality. So don't get caught up with too much trying to objectively measure these things. The discomfort you find in pain is universal, you know, whether it's subtle or superficial. The key factor is, you know, with each of those types of pain, is you don't want to experience something, and that's just what it is. But I think what should be focused on is, you know, what I think people should be mindful of is when they're distracted from something in their source. You know, that's subtle pain. You know, it's really internal. And what do you do with subtle pain? How do you deal with it? How do you become stronger? You know, for one, it's not something you so much overcome. I think that's more in the realm of, you know, superficial pain. You know, pushing through emotional obstacles to kind of get through to something. You know, but subtle pain is different. It's like a slippery snake. What you're supposed to do is catch it, and really, it's responding to it is the key here. Because once the jig is out, it's out. You know, you can see it for what it is, and it's difficult to notice, but it's always there. Why is that? Because we're stuck in different layers of, you know, our beliefs in the world. You know, there's an idea in self-development that there are success barriers, right? And it's where once you evolve your perspective of the world, you break a success barrier. You're in a new paradigm, a paradigm shift. But then within that paradigm, you adopt another success barrier. You know, it has its own success barrier. And you go through these constant cycles of breaking through, and each platform you get to, there's its own success barrier that you're unaware of, and you have to find a way to be aware of it and then break through it. You know, and it's kind of like Russian dolls. You're going through each layer, moving closer and closer to the source. And that's kind of the nature of how you deal with subtle pain. That's kind of how it works. And how do you catch something like that? You know, the first thing is, don't get into the trap of trying to philosophize it. You know, you don't try and resolve the meaning of existence, because that's not it. You know, intellectualizing your suffering won't do anything to you. You have to notice your behaviors, notice your motivation for things, and then you question that. That's what you go for. You know, especially when you're also experiencing superficial suffering. You know, in the last podcast, I gave the example of, you know, when I go for a run and I'm trying to push through the pain. There's a question I had in my mind of, you know, where is this drive coming from? Am I uncomfortable with the idea of someone that doesn't deal with pain very well? You know, that's its own bag to unravel and, you know, respond to. And the reason, you know, you'll find it in superficial pain because of what I just mentioned. It's all kind of tied together. You know, pain is universal. The key is you ask yourself in the midst of your engagement with something, and you ask, why is this the way that it is? One example is if you have a presentation, you're driven to do this presentation well at work or something like that. And obviously, you know, this seems good at face value, but then you have to ask yourself, where is this drive coming from? What's going on? You might actually realize, hey, I have a fear of failure, or I have a need. I need the approval of others, and that's okay. That's fine. You don't then just say, okay, this is bad, let me change it. You don't have to respond. The only thing that matters is you just respond to it depending on what you want. You know, there's a difference. For example, there's a difference between doing something from a place of service and doing something from a place of fear. Both are powerful motivators, and it's okay to embrace both. But they each have their own consequences, right? And understanding what mode you're tapped in lets you take control of that. You are driving that fear. The fear isn't driving you. And that's really what I think is the main takeaway. You know, in this presentation example, if you see you want the approval of others, you may think it's okay for me to tap into this. Let me not get lost in it. You know, let me balance it out with other motivators. You don't have to completely dismiss these things. You just have to be in control of it. So in conclusion, subtle pain is distinguished by our underlying perspectives and beliefs, which drive particular behaviors. We see the world in good or bad, and when we're unaware of that, it can cause unhelpful behavior. So by being aware of subtle pain and responding to it, we gain control over our behaviors, over ourselves, and it's ultimately then up to you what to do with it when you're aware of it.